Several Georgia State Park and Historic Site employees were honored this week during a statewide Rangers conference at Fort Yargo State Park in Winder. Assistant managers, interpretive rangers, maintenance rangers, and golf superintendents participated in training activities and team building. An awards ceremony celebrated the efforts of those who make more than 60 sites outstanding destinations for Georgia's citizens and visitors. Learn more about these state parks and historic sites operated by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources at gastateparks.org. 2024 Award Recipients. Bravery Award. Mike Teal, Florence Marina and Providence Canyon State Parks, Omaha and Lumpkin. Assistant Manager Mike Teal helped rescue a campground host who had fallen into Lake Walter F. George on a cold January day. The volunteer had been standing partially on the dock when his boat pulled away, injuring his leg and causing him to fall. He could not get back on the dock and was in the water for approximately 1 hour when Teal and five others pulled him to safety. See Longmire Ranger of the Year Award. Jason Webb. Richard B. Russell State Park in Elberton. Ranger Jason Webb has worked diligently to upgrade numerous facilities and solve challenges at this 2,508-acre park on Lake Richard B. Russell. Projects have included repairing a 6-inch waterline in less than 6 hours, overseeing complex repairs to a collapsed 1,000-gallon septic tank, and supporting prescribed burn teams. He assisted other state parks with storm damage response, tree removal, and bridge repair. His leadership and positive attitude inspire his team at Richard B. Russell, and he also shares his knowledge as a teacher at the Department of Natural Resources Career Academy. Most Innovative Program on a Historic Site. Echoes on the Altamaha, Fort King George Historic Site in Darien. Fort King George was established in 1721 as the southern outpost of the British Empire in North America. Under a full moon in October 2023, program participants met with interpreters portraying the Spanish, English, Scottish, and Sawmilling periods of the historic site's long history. Local volunteers were recruited to serve as guides and greeters, and many visitors over the following weeks mentioned that they came because they heard about the fantastic program. Most Innovative Program on a Park. 90th Anniversary of the Civilian Conservation Corps Legacy Dinner, F.D. Roosevelt State Park in Pine Mountain. This intimate dinner in the park's event space celebrated the history of the Civilian Conservation Corps, one of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal programs. During the Great Depression, the CCC Boys built numerous park amenities across the country, including the park office, cottages, bridges, and stone swimming pool at F.D. Roosevelt State Park. Historian John Kroom presented a talk during this reflective event. Most Outstanding Maintenance Project. Cable System Renovation, Fort Mountain State Park in Chatsworth. This mountain park's cable system that provided television to campsites and cottages was unreliable and in poor condition. It was often down for extended periods and had been repaired so many times that troubleshooting was difficult. Rangers worked with a cable technician to dig trenches through rocky terrain and bury a redesigned cable system that park visitors can now enjoy. Outstanding Housekeeping Award. Hard Labor Creek State Park in Social Circle. This park just east of Atlanta has 20 cottages and 2 assembly shelters that require frequent turnover for groups and individuals. Visitors often leave positive reviews regarding cleanliness and customer service. The park's housekeeping team works very well together and brings a positive attitude toward routine tasks as well as occasional challenges. Golf Superintendent of the Year. David Lee. Meadow Links at George T. Bagby State Park in featuring Gaines. Lee has worked at Meadow Links Golf Course since 2000. A few years ago, the DNR reacquired management of the course, which had been privately operated for several years. Since then, Lee has overseen many improvement projects, including upkeep of the clubhouse, range ball barn, well pump house, and restrooms. He added new turf and rocking chairs at the clubhouse, removed several trees, and brought back routine burning of the roughs for the first time in 13 years. Golfers are quick to compliment the improvements at this Southwest Georgia retreat.